This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
This is the time of the morning that we bring Bull Nation together for a little celebration. And who doesn't like birthdays and beer? I'm doing this story specifically for Mo and Eric. Mo loves birthdays.
I love birthdays.
Eric loves beer.
Yes.
And I love Texas. So we have a story that gets all three of them together. Did you know that this summer is the 200th birthday of Fulcher?
No.
Yep. They were founded in 1824. They've been celebrating. They had some bicentennial stuff going on for the city's 200th birthday, and they've been doing a lot of stuff. But the thing that caught my ear is now they have their own beer. Project Halo Brewing was contracted by the city to create a beer for the celebration called 1824.
I'm very excited. I'm very excited for everyone to taste this beer. I think even if you're not really into beer, you will like this one because it's very easy to drink. It's very refreshing. It is a 3.9% beer, so it's a very crispy, refreshing beer, especially for this heat. 1824, the year that Fulcher was founded, we all agreed to name it 1824. Yeah, so we got the red, white, and blue, the stars, and we got the little Fulcher symbol in there.
Yeah, right on the can, the little Fulcher symbol is right there. And by the way, here's the other things we love. Not only that Fulcher is turning 200 and that they have their own beer, but Project Halo is a veteran-owned local brewery right there in Fulcher.
Let's go!
So wherever you are this morning, raise one, toast. Can I get an amen this morning for this story?
Amen.
If you see a good news story you think we should share, all you have to do is email it to me, George@TheBullHouston, or if there's something in your life, you can call us 713-881-5500, and you could be our next amen here on The Bull. You could win $20,000 to buy a horse or whatever you like. We're giving you a chance to do that with Nay of the Day here on 100.3 The Bull. Good morning. I'm George. Mo is in Dallas this morning. Good morning, Mo.
Morning.
Eric with a K is also here. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
You were out yesterday for another neighborhood spot.
Yes.
A little stop in East Bernard. How was East Bernard yesterday?
Oh, it was great. I mean, the rain affected.
It was soggy,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yeah. But that's the thing, a little life hack. If it's raining during one of our neighborhood stops, some people aren't tough enough to come out. So we had a nice, we had so many more people than I expected in the rain. And there was actually a very big crowd there in East Bernard. And everybody was so grateful for us just to be out in East Bernard. I don't think we've ever done a ticket stop in East Bernard before.
Really?
I don't think we've ever been out there. Everybody said, thank you so much for coming to East Bernard. We love you out here.
Thanks to Shoppa, too, for having us by. I got this yesterday from Eric. I want you to hear this because I think we've created a monster with asking people to nay. This is what Eric sent me yesterday.
All right, I am out in East Bernard, and I asked the group who has the best nay in the whole crowd, and everyone pointed to Emma. Hi, Emma.
Hi.
Where do you live?
Houston.
What? And you came out here to East Bernard?
Yeah, for my 20,000.
What? Here for my 20,000. All right, everybody pointed to you and said you had the best nay in the group. I am ready for this. Whenever you are ready.
I'm gonna try.
That was good. Can I just get that one more time? Just one more time, please. Emma. One more time. A little donkey in that one. A little bit of donkey in that one. All right, we're having a blast out here in East Bernard at Shoppa's.
Okay, so that was at least it didn't sound like a goat. I'm trying to look for a positive here, Eric, on that because Mo, what did you think? What do you, on a scale of 1 to 10, what do you give that one?
I mean, it sounded like she's been practicing, so I give her a lot of extra effort for that.
She has. Everybody pointed to her. But you get a chance to get a nay out of somebody in Katie next week.
Oh, yes. Monday, I'll be at the Whataburger on Mason Road from 5 to 6 p.m. That will be your next neighborhood stop.
Okay, but today, between 7 and 8, as a matter of fact, could be coming up in the next 10 minutes or so. Who knows? But sometime between 7 and 8 o'clock this morning, you'll have a chance to win. When you hear the neigh of the day sounder, you be caller 10, and you could be our winner. We had several people yesterday that were winners on the radio that said they think they're going to buy a horse.
I know. We had people out at Shoppas yesterday. There was a lady. She actually won the key. She brought her daughter, and she said the date of the key drawing is on her daughter's birthday, and her daughter wants a horse so bad.
Oh, goodness.
$20,000. You could buy that horse. You can get it. You can win 20 grand with Nay of the Day. Again, all the details at thebullhouston.com. All right, we have not had our Nay of the Day sounder yet, but it will happen sometime before 8 o'clock this morning. You can get all of the details of Nay of the Day right now at thebullhouston.com. It's time for the Morning Bullpen's jury duty this morning. This means that you get to give us your opinion. There are no wrong answers, okay? Just your opinion, but you help get the verdict this morning on 100.3 The Bull. And today's dilemma is all about the concert that Mo saw last night.
Y'all, I'm in Dallas. I went to AT&T Stadium. It felt like the enemy territory. And I saw Morgan Wallen sell out AT&T Stadium. And he's doing it again tonight.
Wow. Two shows back to back. So, Mo, the question on jury duty today is,
is Morgan Wallen the modern day king of country music?
Oh, no. What are you doing?
What, did you just wake up and choose violence this morning? You just want to start a debate?
What? I bet you saw so many people out there that would say yes, though, right?
Yes, it was insane. Everyone singing every single song, having the time of their lives. And he's very, very good on stage.
Is Morgan Wallen the modern king of country music?
Modern is the key word. Like, we can't. Correct. Obviously, George Strait is the king of country music.
Right, yeah. Correct. We're saying the modern king of country music. Mo, where do you come down on this? Because I have a strong opinion.
Really? Ooh. I don't have a strong opinion. I loved the show. I love a lot of his music, but I think there's a lot of other guys out there that I would name king before Morgan Wallen.
Really? Okay, so your answer would be no, Morgan Wallen is not the modern day king of country music.
Eric, but at the same time, I know how many number one songs he has.
Where would you come down?
Well, that's the thing, George. It's not only just the number one songs, but he's breaking all genre records with his albums
his
sold out concerts.
I don't care how he's doing on the pop charts. I don't care if he's doing a rap song. Modern day king of country music is not Morgan Wallen.
What? You've got to have another option then.
It's Luke Combs.
Oh.
Luke Combs has been around longer, doing it better, and has had more number one songs than Morgan Wallen has.
Has he?
Has he? Really? He's got more number ones than Morgan.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh. Okay. These are George facts. Hashtag George facts.
Wait, do we need a fact checker on this show? All right, hang on. All right, so Mo, take juror number one. I'm going to look into the number one things, but take juror number one. We need your opinion on the question of the day, Mo.
Steve is on the phone in Cyprus. Steve, you heard the question. Is Morgan Wallen the modern day king of country music?
You know, I recently heard a stat that said Morgan Wallen's sales were responsible for 40% of the growth in the industry. But you can't be an overnight king. He's just, for me, kind of the flavor of the month.
There we go.
Luke Combs is better.
Okay. Luke Combs, yes!
Cody Johnson is better. I mean, Morgan's entertaining and all that, but he's got to go away to become a king of anything.
There we go. So that would be a no. I think I was the way we
count. That's definitely
that
a no from Steve in Cyprus.
That would be a no. Eric, you're number two.
How about you, Pamela, in Baytown? Is Morgan Wallen the modern-day king of country music?
Absolutely.
Are you a big Morgan fan?
Yes, he is. I am Yes, I am. I like his music. I play some of his music. I'm the bass guitar myself. I enjoy his music. But in order to be the king, you have to have thrown furniture out a window from your own bar.
Yeah, that's royalty right there, and get off scot-free.
He did throw furniture.
Okay, Pamela, I need you to send me a video, by the way, of you playing bass to Morgan Wallen. I don't want to hear the Morgan part, just your bass part.
Just
okay?
The bass part, Pam. That's what we need. All right, so what do we got here? It's so far 1-1.
1-1, tied up.
All right. By the way, I did look it up, and Luke Combs has 11 number one songs. Morgan Wallen only has 12. let's go to Michelle. Conroe, Michelle, is Morgan Wallen the modern king of country music?
No. I like him a lot, but I definitely love me some Luke Combs, and I would say Kojo is right up there.
Okay, yeah. Okay, good. I like that. All right, so we got that. All right, Mo, you got juror number four.
That's Christina in Spring. Hey, sister, you heard the question today. Is Morgan Wallen the modern day king of country music? Yes or no?
No, I don't think he's had enough time. I like him. I've went to two of his concerts. My kids, I have boys from the ages of 14 to 3, but no.
Would your 14-year-old answer differently than you? I'm just curious.
No, he likes oldies.
He likes oldies. Okay. All right. There we got it. So where are we right now?
3-1 right now, George. Okay.
Let's go to the last juror this morning, Eric.
Number five. Juror five is Aaron. Are you there? Aaron in Cleveland?
Yes, sir.
Okay, there you are. Okay, is Morgan Wallen the modern-day king of country music?
Negative, Ghostwriter.
All right, who would be? Fill in that blank then.
Kojo all the way.
All right. Kojo all the way. We had a couple other people that mentioned Kojo in their comments that he would be that for them. So, Mo, even though you were there and it was a sold-out show and there's another sold-out show for tonight, you tell me, what was the final verdict on jury duty this morning?
Is Morgan Wallen the modern-day king of country music? And the answer is no.
Wow. Yeah, there you go. It's simple as that. Rules stand. That's the way it goes. Jury duty. We do it every morning here on 100.3 The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Friend texted me yesterday and said, you're giving away a horse with Nay of the Day? And I said, actually, we're giving away $20,000. You can buy a horse or you can spend the money on whatever you like. And here's something you need to know. It's going to happen in the next 10 minutes here on The Bull.
Oh,
just letting you know. Okay, so get ready. It's all about to happen here on 100.3 The Bull. Time to have a little fun this morning and find out what Eric can create with our 10-minute tune. He does this every morning. If you're new to the show, he takes a suggestion from you. You call in. He takes a suggestion. If he likes it, he'll go out in the hallway. He'll create a song and come back and perform it all within 10 minutes. But Mo, we can't do it without suggestion, right?
That's right. And we have Victoria on the phone in Webster. Hey, sister, what would you like Eric to sing about today?
Good morning, y'all. I think he should sing about having to go to work the morning after a concert.
Oh, Mo, you don't know anything about that one, do you?
I'm still in my PJs in a hotel room, and I don't think I can ever wear shoes again.
Is that what you're wearing? I see you on the Zoom camera. You're wearing silk pajamas.
Yeah, I'm in a hotel room without children. Like, I'm on vacation.
Victoria, what was the last time this happened to you where you had to go to work after going to a concert?
Yesterday morning, actually.
Okay, all right. So it's fresh on her mind. Victoria, we love the suggestion. Thank you so much. 713-881-5500 is the number. Go to line 5. Katie's in Sugar Land. Katie, good morning. What do you think Eric should sing about today on the 10-minute tune?
Okay, so I am a huge Chick-fil-A fan.
Who's not a huge Chick-fil-A fan?
Yeah.
I'd like to meet a non-Chick-fil-A fan and punch them in the face.
So, so I want you to write a song about that moment when you're craving Chick-fil-A so bad. You're about to drive over there and you realize it's Sunday and they're closed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
So
and there's nothing you could do until 24 hours later.
Yes.
And everybody listening this morning knows that feeling. That's the weird part, is everybody has that same feeling now. It's like, oh my gosh.
Thank you so much for the call. It's a great suggestion.
Thank you.
You know what? I think we should get a food truck and open it in the Chick-fil-A parking lots on Sunday and call it Side Chick.
That's so good.
Thank you for your
suggestion. Don't encourage him.
And thank you for the pity laugh on my joke. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Abby in the Woodlands, what is your suggestion for today's 10-minute tune?
So I'm a golf player. So I asked if he can make a song about someone hitting someone with a golf ball, like while you're playing on a golf course, and you just accidentally hit them.
How often does that happen? I'm not a big golfer.
It can happen a lot if you're not careful.
If you're not careful. Have you ever done it?
I almost have.
Almost have. Okay. Hitting people with a golf ball. I have to say that my son Matt has just taken up golf.
Oh,
so
no.
This would be something that might happen with him. So Abby, I appreciate it in the Woodlands. Thanks for listening to the show, okay?
You're welcome.
All right. So we have a myriad of things that we can talk about. Going to work the day after a concert.
We have all been there.
Mm-hmm.
I was there right now.
We had the Chick-fil-A closed on Sundays.
Yeah.
And then hitting people with a golf ball.
You had me at Chick-fil-A, George.
Okay.
Same. I'm ordering it right now.
Yes. Mo's getting a little Chick-fil-A this morning. All right. So that's going to be our topic. Going when you're craving Chick-fil-A and they're closed, what do you do? We'll find out. It's our 10-minute tune topic. Eric's going to go create a song and come right back here on 100.3 The Bull. Who's going to be today's Nay of the Day winner? We're going to find out in less than 5 minutes here on the Morning Bullpen. Right now, it's time to find out what Eric has created for us with our 10-minute tune. Moe had a lot of good suggestions, but the one we settled on
came from Katie in Sugarland.
So I want you to write a song about that moment when you're craving Chick-fil-A so bad. You're about to drive over there and you realize it's Sunday and they're closed.
Oh. We've all done it, Mo. We have all done it. So,
oh my gosh, I feel so bad for myself.
Yeah, and that was the thing. It's like so many people have done it, so it's something that I think a lot of folks can relate to. Eric's back in the studio. He's got a weird like smile on his face.
Yeah,
normal.
Listen, Mo, I miss you. I actually miss you.
Right.
You're in Dallas right now, and you're not sitting next to me. And I wish you were, because you would hear me sing a Backstreet Boys song right into your eyeballs. So we're going to do the Chick-fil-A song in the style of I Want It That Way.
Yes. It's today's 10-minute tune here on The Bull.
It's Sunday. Yeah, baby. And I've got a craving. It won't go away. I want Chick-fil-A. They're closed for Jesus, but I just want waffle fries or a sandwich that's spicy. I want Chick-fil-A.
On Sunday,
I don't wanna eat Raisin Cane's.
On Sunday,
Church's, Popeyes, or KFC. I only wanna eat at one place. I want Chick-fil-A, but they're closed on Sunday.
It's our Chick-fil-A song this morning. And I have to say one thing, Mo.
Try me.
Eric, you did so good on that song.
You say that every day, George. That's not fair. And now he's ruined this one for me because I'll never be able to hear it another way.
Well done, Eric.
Thank you. It's been a fun week of tunes
this
week.
It has been a fun week of tunes. If you want to get any of them, all you have to do is download the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. And when you download the Audacy app, just search for the Morning Bullpen Podcast. And if you like it, you'll get notified every day, and you can share the 10-minute tune from 100.3 The Bull. And do the watermelon crawl. Houston Texans announced this week they have sold out all of their season tickets for
the year. That's right, yeah. George.
You remember back when they were not so good? You know, that was only a couple of years ago. Sean Pendergast is in the studio. Sean, completely different team than 3 years ago for the Houston Texans.
Grade right now that are regaling the first graders with stories about Texans football. Yeah, I remember back in my day. It's been amazing out there. I've been out there for every practice, obviously. We've got it covered on Sports Radio 610. Seth and I are broadcasting live 6 a.m. every day with nobody there yet. Anticipation in the air. And the last 2 days have been incredible because the fans have been out there. The open practices, I say open, you have to have a ticket to get in.
Right.
And those went fast.
Yeah.
But it's been cool. 8 a.m. they open the gates, and it's really cool to watch people like flood in and run in and try to make sure they get the best spot for autographs and everything. And this is a team that has a ton of stars on it now, so it's really, really cool.
It's amazing to me just the difference that they have out there. What's the biggest thing? I mean, obviously C.J. Stroud, but after that, what's the biggest difference?
The Stephon Diggs, who they picked up in a huge trade, the wide receiver, that was the trade that really kind of put them over the top with a lot of the experts. He's been incredible to watch. He's been everything that he's been advertised as and more. And some of what he was advertised as was a little bit of a malcontent in Buffalo. He's been the total opposite of that here. He's working with young guys after practice, showing a lot of leadership stuff. So I know a lot of people are buying those Diggs jerseys at the team store. So it looks like at least for this year, it's going to be a good marriage.
That's actually what I wanted to ask you. If you were going to wear another man's name on your back, whose would it be?
It would, for me, it would probably be C.J. Stroud's face on the front of my T-shirt
Stroud
would be the answer to that. But there's so many, Mo. Yeah. Like there are. I remember 2 years ago or 3 years ago, Seth and I walking through the stadium on the way to do the pregame, and the guys whose jerseys they had in the team store, like, this guy might not even make it through week 8. He might not be on the team anymore.
Yeah.
Now it's crazy, the star power on this
team. Yeah.
It's wild.
Offense or defense?
There's star power on both. I think the important thing out of training camp, if you're a Texan fan, because most people haven't been able to be out there to see it, they're like, how do they look?
Yeah.
They've looked great, and some days it's been the offense, and some days it's been the defense, and I think that's what you want. You don't want one side dominating the other, because then you're not even sure if you've got a real view as to how they're going to do when they play other teams.
Right,
you know?
Exactly,
but the fact that you know these are good players, and some days the defense is winning, some days the offense is winning, it's pretty cool to see.
Nice.
Sean, good to see you. All the Texans coverage over on Sports Radio 610. We appreciate you stopping by and updating us. And by the way, this is your reminder here on the Morning Bullpen. Put in that request at work for those Texans tickets this year. I know you passed it maybe a couple of years ago, but put in those requests. If your company has tickets, put in your request to get those tickets, all right? It's home of the Texans here, 100.3 The Bull. We'll have all the games for you. And, of course, again, all the information and lead up to the games on Sports Radio 610. Sean Pendergast, thank you very much. Here from 100.3 The Bull.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
In Splendora today, it's Katie Swords. What a great name, by the way.
Thank you.
Katie is playing Mo for $100. Mo, be intimidated, and Katie, here's how you get the money.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both 5 country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Why is that, Katie Swords?
Because it's Mo's money.
It is Mo's money. Tell her to get out of here. We'll get started, okay?
Get on out of here, Mo.
Good luck, sister.
Actually, she is
out of here.
She's in Dallas this morning, so she's way out of here this morning.
So she's got to take her headphones off so she can't hear us right now.
All right, I'm going to shut her off here, too. So here we go. Question number one. It was a couple of years ago that this dude had a number one hit with the sweet song, In Case You Didn't Know. Who had that number one song?
Bright Young.
Question number two. What Darius Rucker song title suggests that he might be hitching a ride on an old-fashioned mode of transportation?
Wagon wheel.
Question number three. Can you believe it's been 20 years since Tim McGraw's Live Like You Were Dying and Kenny Chesney's When the Sun Goes Down? What year did those songs come out?
2004.
Question number four. Look at this photograph. Cody Johnson says this Canadian rock band is one of the best concerts that he's ever been to. Can you name them?
Nickelback.
And question number five. Which singer, who became the biggest country artist of all time, shocked fans by smashing a guitar on stage in the late 90s, causing fans to say, "This ain't country"?
George Strait?
All right, let's get Mo back in and find out what she's up against this morning, because Katie Swords cut it up this morning.
Oh, she slices, she dices, she gets 4 out of 5 correct, Mo.
Oh, man, guys.
All right, Mo, let's find out how you do today. Question number one. It was a couple of years ago that this dude had a number one hit with the sweet song, In Case You Didn't Know. Name the artist. That's
Brett Young.
It is Brett Young. That is correct.
You didn't know.
Oh, man, she still hurts my ears from hundreds of miles away. 1-1.
Question number two. What Darius Rucker song title suggests he might be hitching a ride on an old-fashioned mode of transportation, Mo?
Is it wagon wheel?
It is wagon wheel. Yes, that's funny. What I was looking for.
Katie Swords got it right, so you're tied 2-2.
Question number three. Can you believe it's been 20 years since Tim McGraw's Live Like You Were Dying and Kenny Chesney's When the Sun Goes Down came out? What year did those songs come out?
Oh, crap. Right now is 2024. 20 years ago, so 04.
That is correct. Painful to hear you work it out, but it is correct. Yeah.
All right, 3-3. It was very, very easy for Katie Swords.
Must be nice to know math.
Question number four. Look at this photograph. Cody Johnson says this Canadian rock band is one of the best concerts he's ever been to. Can you name the band?
Look at this photograph as Nickelback.
It is Nickelback.
Wow. Don't sing that or I will leave the show. 4-4.
And Mo.
Yes.
Question number five. Which singer, who became one of the biggest country artists of all time, shocked fans by smashing a guitar on the stage in the late 90s, causing some fans to say about him, "This ain't country"?
The biggest country music stars of all time in the 90s?
What I said.
That come on. Smashed a guitar. Like when you say smash guitar, I think like Kid Rock or Morgan Wallen, but Morgan Wallen wasn't even born in the 90s.
I need an answer, Mo.
I don't know. George Strait.
No, it was Garth Brooks, y'all. Garth Brooks smashing guitars on the stage and people saying, "Garth Brooks ain't country."
You both said George Strait, but it didn't really matter.
Stop it.
Because you tied 4-4, and that means Mo actually keeps her money. Sorry, Katie Swords.
That's okay.
It cuts, doesn't it?
It does, a little bit.
Oh, my gosh, don't let him talk to you like this.
You were sharp as you could be today.
Oh, my gosh.
But you know what you got to say to get out of here.
This is Katie and Splendora and Mo Knows Country.
She does.
You've got a good point.
Oh, no, Katie, run.
You'll get a chance to play Mo Monday morning. 8:20 will be the next chance to take the cash. It's Mo Knows Country here on The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.